Man, for this to happen at midnight New Year's Eve. Oh, that's why this is a setting the bar story on the way here on 99.7 DJX. These are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without launching fireworks at your New Year's Eve celebration that gets so smoky, no one there in attendance can see, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not great. I mean, you're supposed to be outside doing that, right?
Right. Well, this would be Seattle. And the famed Space Needle there in Seattle, where they launched their New Year's Eve fireworks from the Space Needle. But here was the thing. It got so smoky that it ended up blocking the view within seconds. So you couldn't even see the building. Here's some.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, listen to this.
This is a disaster.
Where the Space Needle go?
Pretty.
Yeah. I guess on TV it appeared like the Space Needle was just completely obliterated.
There were other
videos online where it looked like the Space Needle had just disappeared completely.
So they were setting them off from the Space Needle, yet people were in there to watch?
Yeah, and listen.
That wasn't the best setup. They should have thought about that. Like, why don't you set them off, like, on the water or something, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Then,
I mean, in the past.
And then you have a great vantage point if you're in the Space Needle.
I guess in the past, it's been all right. And this is something that they've done for years there in Seattle. But it got so bad that Washington's Emergency Management Department had to post a photo and reassure people that the Space Needle did not actually get destroyed. It was still there.
Oh, good. And the people inside were fine. They just didn't really get to see much.
Yeah, so it was a combination of the smoke and fog that caused all the issues. And the sulfur from the fireworks created fog because it was so humid out. And so, yeah, it was just a combination of errors there that created that. But yeah, to happen midnight New Year's Eve, man.
Oh, dang it. And they had to drop some coin on that,
too. Oh, for sure, like, 100%. Yeah.
That was probably a pricey display that nobody got to enjoy.
Right. Or at least they were like, wait, hang on. The cool part about this is the fact that we can see the Space Needle in the background, and that's no longer there. So
yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Oh. Anyways, that's your set of the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without launching fireworks at your New Year's Eve celebration that gets so smoky no one can see it, well, then you're doing okay.
That is unfortunate.
Yep, that's your setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.